Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Sherry just sent me a text, says calm down.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jim Brown would be Benny Snell now. Oh, you like that?
You like that?
And James Strebel.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
At this very moment, Duke has the number one recruiting class in 2022 secured. And at this very moment, Duke also has the number one recruiting class in 2023.
Oh, man. What's Jack Gross been trying to do today?
I'm just hoping he didn't drive off the road there.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard from Big Rig. He'll be here. All right, it's The Take. It's Wednesday. Yesterday, I said it was a Wednesday, even though it was a Tuesday. I apologized for that many times. But it is a Wednesday. It's a hump day edition of The Take right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. We got you for the next 3 hours here on the program. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be here within the next 10 to 15 minutes or so. Jack Grossman.
Hello, ladies.
There we go. Producing today's effort, and we are jam-packed today. It's a Wednesday. You know what that means. Pat 40, Sports Illustrated, will join us at 4 o'clock. Justin Jeffries, former UK player, turned gas bag, I guess, at about 4:40 or so. We'll talk with him about Kentucky's game this weekend. We'll look back at Chattanooga and forward, of course, to South Carolina and the rest of the season. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, how about that? Three guests today. Pete Futek, College Football News. Love when we can catch up with him, and we'll catch up with him coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But, and I don't know what to do with this, and we can't just use all of our good stuff at the beginning, but we have two pieces of sound today.
Yes.
That Jack is so damn excited. He thinks it's going to create a Strebel explosion.
Yes.
Okay, so I have
Two separate ones.
Two, in fact, not even the same subject. Technically,
like
in the
not.
Same pew.
Yeah.
Both on Kentucky basketball. We don't mind saying that. But you believe in. So I don't know what to do here because one of them is about John Shire. And Strebel is going to lose his mind. And I don't know if we have played this bit into the ground, but it's not a bit. Strebel continues John Shire. And the media loves John Shire.
From a bit. But now it's become.
But the national media loves John Shire.
Yes,
and that's also what's funny.
Strebel hating Shire has just become the show this week.
Oh, no, it's really become something now that we bring up every day,
yes.
And it's easier when national media people continue to put their voice and name to loving them some John Shire. And so if we keep getting new content each day, damn it, I'm going back to the well. Do you understand that? So we shall see what we do with that. Let's see, what else? I got something for IU, maybe today. We'll see if we get to that. Obviously, the SEC schedule released. No Texas, no Oklahoma, no 9-game schedule. Kentucky doesn't play anyone for the first, three out of the first 4 weeks.
So you're saying it's a normal Kentucky football schedule.
I'm saying it's a normal start to the season, and Alabama will be perfect. So there you go. I want to do a couple different things here. 437-9680. At some point today, and we'll have to do this before we get to our guy, Justin Jeffries. Strebel is admitting, and I don't think you're going to like this, Jack. I really don't. I think, you're going to call him a fraud. You might love it, so I don't know. Strebel now there is this bundle of nerves with Kentucky and South Carolina. And BBN and Strebel, they're embarrassing themselves. And that's as easy as I can say it. And so we shall see what happens with that. Because I don't know if I agree with that, but that's what Strebel telling me the message boards are saying. Now, here's how I want to start today. 437-9680. is the UPS jobs text line. Let me ask you this, Jackie boy. It's a hypothetical situation, okay? It's a hypothetical situation. What if on going into Saturday and Louisville and Florida State, what if I gave you the situation that the Jacksonville State loss, that's who it was, right? Florida State?
Yes.
The last second a loss for Florida State. Let's pretend that doesn't go down. And Florida State wins by one. It can be a close game. It can be an ugly game. It can be Kentucky and Chattanooga last weekend. But they win the game and they come into Saturday 1-2 against Louisville. And let's pretend that U of L did not get the pick six. UCF wins that game. Who's on more of a hot seat on Saturday? I want you to think about that because we were very close to having a situation to where nationally Mike Norvell would have been the national face 0-3 on Saturday. He's the national face because it's Florida State, because it's that brand, okay? And what's going on at Florida State? That's the narrative. But we were so close, Jack, to having... And we've talked about how fickle football can be and how it can be a play and all the emotion and all the great things that went into Friday night. If that goes just a little bit different, I mean, like, you have Scott Satterfield and Mike Norvell on Saturday. One of them would have been 0-3. One of them would have been 1-2 with a crappy kind of, you know, win against Eastern Kentucky. I want to be clear, as today is Wednesday, we go into Thursday, we have a football Friday. I want to be clear. I think Florida State is done. I think this is one of these games for both of these teams this weekend. Because, you know, Monday we preview, you know, what happened on the weekend. And yesterday was a lot of nonsense. And, you know, this Shire stuff is giving us content and we're doing everything else. But now as we start looking forward to the games, the narratives for the weekend, Kentucky and Louisville are in the same spot. Or very similar spots. South Carolina is in a rebuild and they like their guy. Florida State is in a rebuild and they dislike their guy. Yeah, I mean,
they're already done with him, even though they can't afford to fire him.
But it's one of those weeks where Louisville, you did what you had to do. You beat Central Florida. You got your season, even though it was miraculous. There wasn't a dominating win. You're healthy enough. We'll see exactly what Malik looks like on Saturday. Gets that extra day or so of rest. But go in there and beat a Florida State team that I think absolutely has vibes of 2-10 Bobby Petrino. Mike Norvell has not done, and he's recruited pretty good there. I mean, that was the narrative coming into this season, is that, hey, they got McKenzie Milton, and they had put together, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, a pretty good recruiting class. There was,
I think,
some
Dina said this morning it was like 22nd or something in the country.
Oh, that's not good, Dad. Well, okay, I thought it was a little bit better than that. Yeah, okay, that's not a good 22nd.
Yeah, because Dina had the whole thing where he was like, yeah, they were like 22nd. Third and fourth under Jimbo. And they've slid from, like, to that to, like, 6th to 11th to 18th and now, like, 22nd.
So there you go. By the way, a texter says, Crean is choosing violence today. I agree. I would agree with that. I'm going to open up the text line. Strieble's going to be here shortly. But I just, the Mike Norvell, Scott Satterfield, what this could have been. And I just believe that that Louisville go in and win the game. This should not be a game. This is a team that hasn't been good, that played well into some sort of standard against a Notre Dame team. A Notre Dame team that I think ultimately is going to be like a 3-loss team. That's fine. I think they're going to be like a 9-3 team. I could be wrong. It's the perfect game for Louisville to have. You're going to go on the road. It's not going to be a noon game. Fine. Have them get liquored up in the parking lot at the fans. No one's going to be there. No one's going to be there. This is a great trip for U of L. And I'm not doing that to set them up. This is better than having Wake Forest after a big emotional weekend. This is Chattanooga. That's what it is. That's what it is for Louisville. This is their Chattanooga. They shouldn't even have to be able to play. I'm not respecting Mackenzie Milton or what Florida State has done. If you let that turd of a football program right now beat you, you deserve to have the talk about the unstable nature, the week-to-week thing that's going on with Louisville football. I think Louisville fans are confident, are they not? Go win the damn game. There's going to be nobody there. The players hate their coach. They don't have a quarterback. If they do, I mean, Mackenzie Milton twists an ankle, Chubba Purdy's going to come in, and I know Chubba Purdy can't play. I already know that. Now, of course, that opens up the flip side. He balls out, which would be something, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm bullish on this. I might be wrong. It might be one of those games where it's, we're going to rally the troops one more time. Really? Did you see that against Wake Forest? I mean, they played a good half, three quarters, or sub a good three quarters against Notre Dame, and now I'm just going to ignore the other nine quarters or so that they played this season. Please, Florida State's a joke. They're not good. We'll talk with Jeff Cameron later in the week. He's a radio gas bag. By the way, Jack owes me a four-pack of beer from last year. He does. Louisville beat Florida State's ass last year, did they not?
Yes, they did.
I mean, they beat him down. Oh, yeah. They beat him down, so I'm old like a four-pack of something.
What are you
going to ask
for?
Going to do the exact same thing. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. We'll see. Texas says stop with the Florida State is Chattanooga. No, here's why Florida State is Chattanooga. Because Kentucky didn't even have to play. It was a game that the other team was so undermanned, okay, that Kentucky could play an F, a D minus, what a D plus, whatever you want, okay, whatever you want to grade it, and they could still win the game. If Kentucky, and I said this, that the Mark Stoops of putting Chattanooga after the Missouri game was purposeful. Okay, so if you had a letdown game, there you go. And for me, look at, I would rather Louisville play Florida State than play NC State. I'd probably, even though Boston College's quarterback's out, and I don't know very much about Boston College, I'll roll the dice and say I'd rather them play Florida State right now than Boston College. I'd rather them play Florida State right now than Kentucky. I'd rather them play Florida State right now than NC State. I'm just listing off a bunch of crap teams. I understand that's what the schedule is.
You're listing off the ACC.
The ACC, which, by the way, I disagreed with Maven around. The ACC stinks.
Yes.
The ACC stinks. I have numbers. We'll get to it, and that's fine.
Again, as does the SEC East.
Here's why it's fine. If you were Louisville and you were good, great. You beat a bunch of crappy teams. Yeah, and you know where you end up? In badass bowl games. if you do that. So I've always been like, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what Clemson's been doing. Now Clemson is respected. I understand that. So that's that. Like, and by the way, 437-9680, I feel the same for Kentucky. I mean, this notion, I mean, to me, I don't get it. What, Kentucky's favored by 5 in this game? And Bill Conley's numbers at ESPN.com, S&P Plus have this to be a 6, he has them, what, I think 6.5. So yeah. He would have, I mean, really? Are you telling me that right now Kentucky's not a touchdown and an extra point better than South Carolina? I mean, please. No, I expect Kentucky to go up there, if everything's okay with Kentucky, to go up there and win this game 28-10. Am I wrong there to win this game 24-7? Something like that. I mean, I don't expect this to be down. And the thing, the sandstorm. Oh, I've heard a lot of that this week about the damn sandstorm at South Carolina. I just don't see it. Both of these local teams, for what they're coming off of, Kentucky losing focus, being unprepared, bad play, bad opponent, bad coaching, everything else, you go make things right and you get another chance to beat down some crap team and you can feel a little bit of confidence because it'll probably be a nice atmosphere, right? And if you're Louisville, you don't get one of your more 50-50 games, in my opinion. I know what the spread says. I know what the spread says. By the way, guess who just followed me on Twitter? Guess who just followed? This means they unfollowed me at some point. You ready for this?
Was it Locke?
Guess who just followed me on Twitter?
Who?
Round of Shots, Streeples Podcast. Which means they're now just following. Now, I haven't been following them, in all fairness. So, you know, it's enough. No offense. I'm not watching your podcast. How about that?
Kevin Hill going to DM you asking why Streeple never comes on anymore?
Well, I should. I don't know what's going on. So that's kind of my open today. I love where both of these places are. I mean, if Louisville comes out and they play like crap or Kentucky plays like crap, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's like Florida State, this is their last rally. Rally from what? They've lost Jacksonville State. No one's going to be in attendance. They're 0-3, and they hate their coach. They don't like their coach. Crush them. Beat them. Malik, go beat them. That's just how I feel about it. Texas says, you're not wrong. If we don't win by at least 14, I'm going to be pissed. I would imagine that would be for Kentucky. Texas says, Cats will show up big this weekend. Historically, they follow up a dud against a lower-level team with a strong performance. Texas says, I'm off early for the day. Fellas, I can bring some surprise IPAs for the show. I apologize. We're not at the station right now. We're at the house here. Texas says, Sweeney trying to say a team of five stars is Chattanooga. No, I'm equating it to Chattanooga. Chattanooga was undermanned, and Florida State's undermanned in a different way. They hate their coach, and they don't want to play football. That's how they're undermanned. Chattanooga's trying. They're just not any good. They're from the FCS. I mean, they're fine for that, but I mean, we're talking about a team that wants to win 9 games and go 9-3 and all these other things with Kentucky. You don't consider them to be good. No, I'm not saying that Florida State and Chattanooga are the same, although Jacksonville State went to Florida State and won a game. So if you're telling me, could Chattanooga beat Florida State? I don't think that's crazy. If you gave me Chattanooga +7 right now against Florida State, maybe even +5, Jack, would you take Chattanooga +3.5?
I don't know. They're ranked, what, 22nd in the FCS top 25?
Yeah, just because they're in Tallahassee doesn't mean anything. It does not mean anything. And I'm like, I'm not buying the Mackenzie Milton is good, is going to be able to play.
He's not the same guy
at a high level. No, and he's not. Come on. Texas says, I heard on KSR today that Perrin's going to be at Louder Than Life with Matty Bangs. Texas says, what about Brandon Bender for the next AD at UofL? Texas says, is Jason Entz down any units today? I have no idea. I really don't know.
Probably some soccer that he bet on, though.
Oh, I would imagine that would be the case as well. All right, Streeble's pulling in here in a minute. Let's take a break. 437-9680 on the other end. I mean, maybe we play some of the Shire sound. I don't know what we do. And BBN is if they are nervous or embarrassing themselves.
So I'm looking at the Bill Connolly FCS S&P Plus. Yes.
Okay.
And he has Chattanooga on here. Jackson State's not even listed in the top 25, 26.
Oh, I think me saying Chattanooga and Florida State are very similar is not a hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were 5-star in high school. Great. I don't care. Now they're a junior and they can't play.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So,
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, that's just the way I see it.
Yeah, Chattanooga 20th and Jacksonville State 25th.
All right, well, there we go. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We got to say happy birthday to Big Easy. We'll do that. We'll talk about Perrin Johnson going to Metallica, and we can have some fun along the way. We're loaded today. Pat Forty at 4 o'clock. Justin Jeffries at 4:40. Pete Futek at 5:20, is that it, Jack?
Yes, 5:20.
So we're loaded today on this Wednesday edition of The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's the big update?
The big takeaway from it?
Yeah.
Louisville fans are going to be pissed when Bryce Hopkins is good
already,
and balling out.
I already know.
We talked
to Mike Pratt.
We got Sidney Curry.
Mike Pratt tells us that every day.
And James Strebel.
All I'm saying is Louisville fans are going to wish they had that instead of Sidney Curry lumbering around up and down the court. And they're going to be crying because Bryce Hopkins said, see you later.
Are you overcompensating? So it's a Wednesday. Strebel's here. He's ready to go. There's no doubt about that. A couple different things I need to tell you about. Reminder, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show directly after the game Saturday night, Kentucky and South Carolina, around 10 o'clock or
around
so,
10
I guess.
Or so. Yeah,
there you
10,
go.
10:30, something like that.
There you go. They'll have you covered right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. All the stuff on 93.9 for U of L and Florida State. Patty Ice and Company will have you covered with that on Saturday. They'll be out there live at Khalil's off Dixie. And then Saturday on 680, a bunch of Ryder Cup coverage, which I'll get into. I know Strebel will not.
I guess
Jack might a little bit. I don't know. I really don't know.
You're going to get to a little fantasy.
Yeah, if it wasn't
Lachlan McClain?
I'm not doing anything with Lachlan McClain.
Yeah, okay. If it wasn't on a college football Saturday, I'd watch some of it.
That's true. I mean,
it's like I'm not watching golf instead of football. I'm not.
No,
it's golf season's over, guys. Sorry.
I mean, you're right.
Look outside, all that rain.
3 weeks ago. Yeah, exactly.
It's over.
Yeah, do it 3-4 weeks ago, golf, and be done with it.
Exactly.
And everything's good. So what's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just having a normal Wednesday. I was hearing some of your discussion with you and Jack on the way in.
Has sound for you.
I hear.
And I don't know what to do because I don't think we should play some of our best stuff immediately at 327.
Right, and we're loaded with guests,
but
too.
But I'm also giddy.
Yeah. Oh, you're giddy.
Well, I'm giddy because I just want to hear this sound.
Oh, it's Shire sound.
We got Shire stuff.
Oh, yeah, Shire stuff. Okay. Right. He's been a big topic this week.
He has.
The topic keeps growing.
We got Cal stuff, too.
We got Cal stuff, too.
Oh, even
we
better.
Got Cal
so
stuff
Cal
too.
And Shire stuff.
It's all going to set you off.
Oh,
all
good.
Of it.
I'm ready for
I
it.
I know
whenever,
you are.
Whenever you're...
Let's do the Cal stuff. In a little bit.
Okay.
You want to do that? We'll do that as we go today.
Okay, let's break it up.
What do we have? It's the two clips on Shire. Is that what it is?
It's three clips on Shire. There's two from Parrish and one from Norlander.
Oh, Gary Parrish and Matt Norlander.
Okay.
So basketball journalist extraordinaire.
But Gary Parrish, I think, has the heaters today.
He's got heaters.
Yeah, he's got the heaters.
He's got the heaters as it pertains to your boy John Shire. It's gonna kill you.
Okay.
It's gonna kill you.
I can take it.
Well, no, it's what we've all been saying.
All right.
And now you're gonna have to hear it from the experts.
The experts. All right. I'd like to hear it from the experts.
Well, You're going to.
All right.
How do we need to set this up? Is it the Eye on Basketball podcast?
Yes.
I believe
it is.
That's the name of it. CBS Sports.
Okay.
It's a good podcast. Gary Parrish, who we've had on the show. Gary Parrish been on the station. There's the AC.
AC's on.
So how do you need to set this up? Just them talking about John Shire and his recruiting.
This first clip is the very start of the podcast. And it's all about Shire getting lively and Duke overtaking Kentucky.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Gary.
Let's go.
Focused on Kentucky securing a commitment from five-star forward Chris Livingston, which gave the Wildcats two of the top six prospects from the class of 2022, among them the number one overall prospect, Shaedon Sharp. And one of the points we made in that episode is that because UK was, at the time, also the perceived leader, according to 24/7 Sports Crystal Balls, to eventually land five-star center Derek Lively, who is, by the way, the second-ranked prospect in the class of 2022, it appeared John Calipari was on the verge of having an all-time great class, at least according to the numbers. At the time, again, according to 24/7 Sports, Kentucky was the favorite to eventually enroll the prospects ranked number one, number two, number six, and number seven, go big blue. But then John Shire, Duke's coach in waiting, went out and screwed it all up for the Wildcats because on Monday night, Derek Lively committed to Duke instead of Kentucky.
Okay. He left out the. You know what he left out? He left out
he
the recipe.
Screwed it all up.
He didn't screw anything up. They still gonna have the number one class.
Well, okay. Perfect lead in.
Yeah. Perfect lead in. Let's go. Lead-in. Okay.
This is gonna. This is. You are going. This is it. This is it, right, Jack?
Okay.
What a perfect response from Strebel. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's hear Gary Parrish.
So right now, John Shire has secured commitments from 4 5-star prospects since being named the coach in waiting in June. It's Derek Lively, who's ranked 2nd in the class of 2022. Dariq Whitehead, who's ranked 5th in the class of 2022. Cal Filipowski, who's ranked 8th in the class of 2022. And then Caleb Foster, who is ranked 12th in the class of 2023. Uh-huh. Duke also, Shire, has secured a commitment from Jaden Shute, who's a 4-star prospect, ranked 56th in the class of 2022. So what I'm about to tell you is true. At this very moment, Duke has the number one recruiting class in 2022 secured. And at this very moment, Duke also has the number one recruiting class in 2023.
How? For now, a year,
look at
a year
that.
In advance. A
look
year
at advance. That.
Again, leaving out Kaysa Wallace, leaving out the possibility of a dim bone. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
I want to hear Gary
it's
Parrish
done.
And all
it's
these
done.
Bums.
It's done.
When Cal locks up more guys, I want to hear him coming backpedal. What's that podcast?
Because it happens.
Can we play that podcast on here?
We'll play a podcast.
Okay.
If
Cal gets
the
number one class, if he gets the number one class, which I think he will, let's see. I want to hear that. I want to hear these guys talk about that then. It's just so hilarious to me. The bending of the – they got the memo. They got the memo. Kate sent out the memo. Bend the knee to Shire. Everyone bend the – yes, sir, Coach K.
Yes, sir.
We will all bend the knee to John Shire is what's going on right now. Head coach a damn minute in college basketball. And sorry, Dennis, or anybody else. Scotty D. I don't want to hear how great of a basketball coach he is.
Wait, you hear that, Scotty D?
Yeah, I don't hear about it.
Wait.
Let's see it at Duke level. Let's see how good he is.
Okay.
We're all heaping praise on this guy. We crushed Hubert Davis. We crushed him. But John Shire's the god. John Shire's the god. Why? Because he's following up Coach K, everyone has to go, oh, Coach K, we love you. Wow. Oh, Coach K.
Coach K handpicked him, man.
Oh, big
he's
deal.
He's the next K.
Big whoop.
He's a basketball
at this very moment, Duke has the number one recruiting class in 2022. Secured.
Man. It's not secured.
Secured.
The secured portion is what kills
secured.
Me. Because there's no other
secured.
Guys out there. There's no other guys
secured.
Out there. No one else is going to get another guy. Cal's not going to get. Cal's not going to get two, maybe three more guys.
It's secured.
Secured.
It's not secured.
It's secured.
It's secured.
According to Gary Parrish.
It's secured. No,
it's not
Gary
secured.
It's secured.
It's secured.
I mean, Gary
it's
Parrish
secured.
Does secured. It's secured.
Everyone thinks you're the only one that doesn't think it's secured.
I don't think it's over. You think Cal thinks it's over?
Yes.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
The Cal stuff later is going to crush you.
He does it. He knows.
The Cal stuff's going to kill you. It's going to kill you.
Gary Parrish knows it's not secured. Gary Parrish knows it's secured. How does he know that?
Secured.
Does he know how it's all going to fall out?
Secured.
What about because Kentucky gets number one, gets number four, gets number seven?
They're not getting a Dembona. No.
What if they do?
You ruined it.
Then what if they do?
You ruined it.
Then what if they
secured.
Ruined it?
Secured.
What if they do?
Well,
it's not secured.
Then they paid them.
They got Kaysa Wallace. They're going to get Kaysa Wallace.
We'll see.
There's
we'll
no see. We'll see about
we'll
it.
See.
He's locked up. They're going to get
Kaysa
Wallace. They're going to get a Dembona. If they don't, they'll get more guys. And they are getting Kaysa Wallace.
Texas says Strebel's taking body blows.
God, I'm still standing. I'm not backing off of this Shire crap. I will not. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to back off John Shire until he actually does something.
Texas says Strebel's voice is cracking now.
It's not cracking.
Texas says Shire. This is a great point. Think about this. Shire's just an assistant getting started, and he's doing this. What's next? That's a great point.
What's next? He's got a coach next.
That's a great point.
You know what the point is? He's got a coach next. Just like Penny had to coach, too. He's got a coach. That's what everyone's leaving out. Everyone's like ready just to love Shire, and he's the greatest thing, ascends to the top of college basketball, and hasn't done anything yet.
Texas says, I wish Sweeney would just go red and quit with his attempt to hide it. It's not working, bro.
So you're red on here, but on Cardinal Authority, you're a blue guy. You're a UK homer on Cardinal Authority.
Stillman used to tell me that every time someone would put a post about him on Jody's website, he and Jody would take it down.
Oh, really?
That's what Stillman would always say.
He would delete it. Oh, yeah. Jody, what a favor. What a nice job by Jody to go in there and do it for his buddy Jared Stillman.
No, no. That he didn't want Jared's name like on his message board.
Oh! Yeah. See, I took it as like
not
a favor.
Be nice.
Like they
no.
were like crushing Jared Stillman, and Jody Dimling would go back and retroactively delete it.
Texas says Kentucky ain't getting a Dembona bro.
Yeah, they are. I still think they are going to get a Dembona. Kentucky's his dream school.
Texas says, I don't get why the Louisville media would take such a pleasure in Shire. Last time I checked, he was in your conference, and you play him three times a year.
Because this is all they have.
Well, number one, the Louisville media is not. It's just me and Crean.
Well, and Louisville fans
me,
on
it's me and
the
Grossman. Yeah, but they're just having fun.
Yeah, and it's only because you hate
because
him so
you.
Much.
Yeah, I know.
If it wasn't because of you, I'd still be on the side of why the hell is Duke hiring an unproven assistant?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
the one that's made
you
me pivot, Streeble. It's only
fault.
Been you.
It's my real thought. Yes,
it's not our fault.
I know.
It's your fault for having that opinion.
Fault, but it's my
for
opinion.
For not wavering in this opinion.
I will not waver.
But when you dig in, now we're digging in, too.
That's fine.
Now we got
yes.
two armies. You're digging in. There's a moat.
Yeah.
And now there's, is that what it is?
It's
there's
a moat. Yeah,
a moat there's
between
a moat.
Us.
And now we're digging in on the other side.
Secured. Water and alligators.
It's secured.
I just love that. Just Gary, it's secured. It's secured.
Ence is texting us about the Kentucky schedule, like he just saw it. Like
it's
like,
been
like,
out for,
like it's been out for it's been out
for over
I mean,
24
Ence has
hours.
Been out for like 20 hours.
Yeah,
it came out yesterday. Last night, did it come out before
like,
then?
I thought it came out during the show.
Probably during the show. I don't
something
care.
Like that. It's like been 24, yeah. 23
they
hours.
Nobody,
like that.
They play one big SEC game
Florida.
And then nobody in the first 4 weeks. That's what they do.
That's
they
what
play
they did this
Louisville
year.
Last. They play a bum before U of L.
No, actually,
and,
they play
and no, they play Vanderbilt before U of L, don't they?
I thought it was somebody. I thought it was Georgia.
And then they lose like three straight.
I'm pretty sure they played Georgia before Louisville.
We need to look. That up, Jack.
I'm
now we're doing
sure.
schedule talk.
Yeah,
thanks,
sorry.
Ence.
Thank you, Jason Ence.
By the way, Ence has something for you today.
What's Ence got for me?
He's got a gift.
Oh, he has a gift?
We'll get to that later.
Oh, wow.
It's a gift.
How about that?
It's a good gift.
Is it really?
I yes.
You approve of this gift.
I do approve of the
okay.
gift.
Okay. It's not soccer bets, I hope.
It's nothing with soccer.
Okay. That's a
nothing
positive.
Nothing with soccer.
Oh, I'm excited now. Thanks, Ence.
Texas says, Shire hasn't gone 9-16 yet. Texas says a Dembona is going to go to UCLA.
Maybe.
Texas says, Strieble, you're huffing big blue paint. Sweeney, you huff dog bleep.
What would you rather huff?
Thank you.
Would you rather huff paint or dog bleep? I think one destroys your brain cells, the other doesn't, so I don't know.
I'm not going to read that one. I don't know what it means. Texas says, I just want Shire to win the title in the first year now.
If he did, I don't know what I'd do.
You'd have to quit radio. If
I would have to quit. I would have to quit.
You have to eat cat food.
I had to eat cat food, yeah.
You, there, make
you,
that
put
bet?
It on, you put it down?
Sure, I'll put it on. I'll put it on
there.
That.
There we
that
go.
John Shire,
In 2 years.
John Shire's first year as head coach.
First year.
Duke, if he wins the title, I'll eat cat food. There you go. Cat food's back.
Texas says, according to Jamie, UK was going to get Duren, Coburn, and Lively.
Yeah, and I said they're in Shaden Sharpe, too. They got him. So they're in Chris Livingston. They got him.
So you
him.
Just say they're getting
so,
every guy they're
I
ever
mean,
going after.
No, not every guy. No.
Texas says, I will not wafer.
No,
that's
not
what
wafer.
James Strieble said. Wafer. Did he say
no,
wafer?
I didn't say wafer. I said wafer.
Did he say wafer?
No, I said wafer.
Texas says, the show's more unbearable day by day. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Do you agree with my analysis, 437-9680, or which parts do you disagree with? Kentucky, if all is well and they do the things they need to do and they're the team they think they need to, you know, that they are,
yeah.
that they go win. And I don't want to hear you won by six and you covered the number. I think they should win by more than that,
yeah.
Especially coming off the debacle last week. If they win this game in a close manner, it's fine to say, I mean, listen, they might not be that good.
I'm with you.
And it would really worry me going into the middle of the season. And I have no respect for Florida State. And if Louisville is using this gift and this momentum in this moment, and they can make this moment and turn it into even more confidence, and they can continue to crush Florida State, they have had that success against Florida State in a short time in the ACC. Hell, even a little bit before that, mm-hmm. That you continue that. upset. You ball out on a 3:30 game, and you continue to end Florida State, who no one should have respect for. They hate their coach, and that's looking bad in every single way. It's a game you take them down. Quite frankly, you win the game. I'm not as bullish on Louisville needing to win by a bunch of points like I am Kentucky, because again, we've been talking for months around here. I thought Kentucky was the better team,
right?
So I have different standards for them. Until Central Florida and them pulling off that win, I didn't have much of a standard for Louisville.
Sure, no, I agree.
Four games and five games, and stay in some games and see what happens against Kentucky, and let's see what happens. In the offseason. But I'm willing to change that. And to do so, you go, you win the game, you win by seven. I'm good with that. But Kentucky, I don't feel that way.
No, I'm with you on Kentucky, and they put themselves in this position. If they would have gone out and smacked Chattanooga like they should have smacked Chattanooga, then people wouldn't be talking about, you know, is this Kentucky team fake? Are they frauds? Which a lot of people are. I mean, we saw Barrett Sally yesterday rank Missouri ahead of Kentucky, probably solely based on that Chattanooga game where they just look pathetic. They put themselves in a position that going up and just winning at South Carolina when you're playing the perception game isn't going to be enough. It's not enough to go up there and escape South Carolina with a 3-point win or a 5-point win the way they escaped Chattanooga. No, you had to go, and if you're as big and bad in 9 wins, 10 wins, SEC,
let me backtrack on both of us. They're not that.
Well, they think they are. They've been telling everybody they are. People have been ranking them like they are.
Do they still think they are? I mean, if people thought Kentucky was that, they'd be in the top 25. No one respects Kentucky right now.
Brandon Marcello did last Friday. We've had other radio personalities on that have said in the past that they think Kentucky's one of the top three teams in the East. That has been the narrative with the national media over the last few months, especially heading into the season, especially after those first two games where they beat ULM by a lot and had a sexy-looking offense, and then they beat Missouri by 7 points at home in a game where they could have won by more, but then they almost blew it at the end. Yes, Kentucky has been thought of until last weekend as a team that could finish second, maybe third in the East. Then they blew it. That's why people are saying go improve it on the road against South Carolina. As far as Louisville's concerned, you're exactly right. All these Louisville fans like, you can't make FSU into Chattanooga. It's like, bro, they got whopped by an FCS team.
Louisville fans agree with me.
They should.
I think I think it's Kentucky fans that won't agree with me. I think if Kentucky wins 33-30, it's going to be a celebration.
But what if they turn the ball over again?
They're going to have a fumble, they're going to have a pick. Well, we know they're going to.
We'll see.
No, it's
up
secure.
To this point, we'll everything see. Says they're going to.
All the data tells me that they're going to.
The data tells you that, but yeah. Data can change, as Lachlan McClain would say.
It can, but until it does, it's like, see, that's why
but
you
that's
don't
want to play. That's why I don't play the game.
Oh, you're playing the game. No, it's secure. It's secure. Kentucky's going to turn the ball over twice.
What if they go in there and whoop them?
They should.
I agree.
They should whoop them.
Okay, then if you say they should,
we'll praise them.
That's my point.
Exactly.
They put themselves in the position where they had to go whoop South Carolina now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. South Carolina doesn't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback.
They're terrible.
Yeah, I agree. They should go up there and whoop them. They win by three. They turn the ball over. Then you know what they are at week four. Then you know what's going to happen against Florida. Then you know what's probably going to happen against LSU. Then you know what's going to happen against Georgia. They're going to lose three in a row.
This is your last win. Yeah, it's going to make a month till you get a win.
It very well could be.
This is your last win on Saturday for a month.
Yes, if they look like crap on Saturday, it could be their last win in a month. I agree with you on that. I 100% agree with you.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
Texas says, Strebel promised Shannon Cogan Gustavos. Instead, she ended up with Taco Bell.
I've never met or talked to, in any way, shape, or form, Shannon Cogan. I don't know where this narrative with me and Shannon Cogan has come in. I've never even talked about Shannon Cogan before.
Texas says, Red Sweeney again changing the goal for Kentucky. No.
No,
I'm holding them to a standard.
I am too, but
Kentucky football fans commonly don't like that, and that's okay.
No, I'm holding
to a standard.
That will
be my battle
as well. But I'm not ready.
I'm here for the battle.
I'm not ready to kick dirt on them yet.
No, but I'm saying if they go up there and they look like crap, I mean, at some point we're going to say, that's kind of who they are.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You start to get worried that they're going to have to play. They're going to have to play. a totally different game to beat the good teams than what they have against the bad teams.
No, I'm with you on that. I think that, but we've seen them actually play really, really good football and get a big lead. And then, like you said, they blow it. They blew it. Show me that you don't. That you
yeah, but how much of that is Kentucky's offense being good or Missouri's defense being absolutely terrible?
Well, that's a great question, Jack. It's
sports radio. Yeah, I don't know if it's a great question.
I think it is a good question.
Out of all the things, a great question.
That is. Was that more about like Missouri's defense or Kentucky's offense?
I would argue it's more about Missouri's defense.
We know which.
Well,
we know
what your guess because you hate Missouri and you hate the SEC East. Yes, Jack, we understand.
Texas says Shane Beamer has something for Stoops.
I don't think he does, but I'm glad he's coming on with us tomorrow. That's gonna be great.
How about that?
Yeah, a little Shane Beamer, little SEC coach. Couldn't get Chattanooga, but we get SEC. How about that? Why don't you go knee one of your assistants in the butt again, Chattanooga? That guy offends me now.
What? The Chattanooga guy?
Yeah, that he doesn't come on.
The guy who wouldn't come on the show.
He wouldn't come on the show. Then he goes on. The clowns himself in front of the entire five people watching on the internet. No, he's not awesome. No, he's not awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He's a jackass.
I thought it was funny.
Who does he think he is? He's a Chattanooga coach, so he doesn't.
You haven't done that. You haven't had a coach do that to Kellen.
No.
You kick a kid.
If a coach kicks my kid or knees my kid,
he's allowed. He's allowed to.
Not allowed to.
Bobby Knight did.
Well, that's Bobby.
back in Jim Brown's day.
If a coach ever touches my kid, there's
back in Jim Brown's day.
Well, back in what was the day?
People were treated like real men.
Joe Huff,
Sam Huff.
Sam Huff.
Issel called me a moron today.
Issel did?
Over the yes. Jim Brown stuff.
Oh, yeah, did you tell him in person?
Derrick Henry is going to be is better than Jim Brown.
No.
Yes.
I disagree.
That's the Browns fan coming out.
I disagree that Derrick Henry had 3 yards the other day.
No, he didn't. He had 200
no,
yards.
No, the week before that.
He
when had
200 yards.
Who's that bum ass?
Jerry Bickenstead.
Jim Brown played against guys that look like Crean.
That's all right. He's still bigger and faster and stronger than all of them.
Well, of course he was.
Yeah. He's a beast.
He would be – Jim Brown now would be more Benny Snell than Jim Brown.
Well, that could be a good point. I don't know what his 40 time was.
They probably didn't do those back then.
That probably not.
That's what I threw at Pratt, the Benny Snell, because it makes him say something bad about Benny Snell. You like that?
I can't believe Missile did that.
Do you want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what time is it? 3:47. We got a couple minutes. Okay. Let's not play them all here, Jack.
We got seven clips of these.
Oh, seven clips.
Seven. Holy smokes.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Go ahead. Play it. Let's play one or two. Sure.
My hottest take: Jim Brown's overrated.
Oh. Oh, did you hear that?
See, that just
your response.
That just proves they're idiots.
Yeah.
Jim Brown is overrated. Oh. Jim Brown is the greatest running back in the history of the NFL. They never got around to looking up Sam Huff. Sam Huff's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And it's Huff.
Yeah, and not Hoffman. If they don't know that, then they shouldn't be on the radio.
Oh!
Yeah, they don't know Sam Huff, who is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and one of the all-time great linebackers in the history of the NFL. You know, these guys think that the NFL started the day they started listening to it
or watching it.
Yeah, if they don't know who Sam Huff is, they shouldn't be on the radio.
Man.
There's no one in our office who knows who Sam Huff was.
Nobody knew Sam Huff. I'm sorry, guys. We don't know who Sam Huff is.
Ennis goes, "Who the hell's Sam Huff?"
I mean, that's like, I mean, if there's a younger generation, that's like us saying like Lawrence Taylor was one of the baddest dudes I ever watched play football. They're like, who?
Well, yeah, but we're gonna have this
we'll
same
be them
issue
one day.
Yeah, we're gonna have the same issue where it's already happening with MJ and LeBron.
Oh yeah, well you're exactly right. That's happened, and that's an old musty take that people are fighting over. But yeah, we're gonna be doing the same damn thing years from now when Kellen's our age and we're old and he's making fun of the guys we like.
You wanted to get into Jim Brown's politics, didn't you?
No, I didn't want to
get into Herschel Walker?
No, well.
You don't want to dive into that?
No, I don't want to get into
that. Stay away from that.
No, it'd be Herschel Walker's running for office in
Georgia.
What he wants to do. Actually, it's like the third act of his career because he was an MMA fighter for a while.
These back-to-back texts are great.
Oh, good.
Texas says, Strebel just said, holy smokes. Followed by, say Deacon Jones was soft. It is what it is, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. It's a
different game.
Deacon Jones.
It's a different game.
I didn't watch Deacon Jones. I didn't watch Mean Joe Green.
Never seen any of them.
Too Tall Jones. I didn't see any of them play. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Texas says, you think Cal's going to get to coach his 2022 star-studded class if he goes 11-14 this year?
Well, he's not going to go 11-14 this year, so yeah, he'll be fine in 2022.
Texas says, Issel needs you to get the bleep off his lawn.
He's been very much get off my lawn this week. I don't know what's going on with Dan Issel. I don't know if there's an issue, but he's been very much get off my lawn.
The Jim Brown stuff, man, it gets people.
It really does.
It's one of my hottest takes that just gets people riled up.
I mean, I couldn't.
I played 8 seasons. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah. He was really good. I mean, I understand. Smaller guys. He was really good. It was smaller guys, whatever, but you can't take away from
Adrian Peterson's better than Jim Brown.
I think I could name probably 5 running backs that I think are better than Jim
Brown. Oh, wow. That's
I probably could.
The Luminaries are going to hate you.
I know.
Issel and Pride are going to hate you.
I know.
Forget about me.
I know. Barry Sanders was better. Oh, come on.
Yeah, his 2 yards a rush.
No, he wasn't 2 yards a rush. I watched Barry. No, you would take Jim Brown over Barry Sanders?
Yeah, I would.
Andy.
I would.
How?
By the way, Giovanni Bernard has 100 more receptions than Jim Brown.
Does he really? Giovanni Bernard does. I gave that one to process earlier.
He liked that.
I do like that.
I go, you know, Giovanni Bernard has about 100 more catches than Jim Brown.
Well, they didn't throw back then.
Well, that's not my fault. Giovanni Bernard is I mean, the football was still there.
I'm still stunned at your Barry Sanders take.
My man, what?
He was awesome.
He was great. He was fantastic.
He had no offensive line. He had no quarterback. The dude ran sideways at full speed. I still have not seen that ever. He ran sideways at full speed. He's unreal.
Why are you so passionate about this? It's an odd thing to be passionate about.
Because he was awesome. I mean, he was legit. Like, he's probably my favorite running back
Terrell
ever.
Davis shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. How about that?
Terrell Davis shouldn't be in the... Jeez.
No, be in the Hall of Fame.
What are these? You get flaming NFL takes.
Texas says Dick Butkus was a pansy. Texas says these guys are idiots by Dan Issel. That needs to be on a shirt. I want these guys are idiots. The little slash Dan Issel.
Oh, hyphen. Yeah,
whatever it is. Texas says Peyton Hillis is better than Jim Brown. I don't know if that was just a joke. Someone gave that take. The Jim Brown today would look a lot like Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis was on Madden and Jim Brown wasn't. He was on the cover of Madden.
Or judging by the Madden giver. Vince Young was better than Jim Brown too. Even though they played different
Peyton
positions.
Hillis was on the cover of Madden. Oh.
Is that the worst Madden cover ever?
Yeah. It has to be.
Texas says, was Rudy Johnson better than Jim Brown?
Was Larry Johnson better than Jim Brown? Speaking of politics, you get into Larry Johnson's politics. Whoa.
Nobody's got anything against Lamar doing the cartwheel.
I do. I think it's stupid.
Well, okay.
He's a football player. Run the ball into the end zone, throw it to the referee, and go to the sidelines. Act like you know you're doing, not you're out there being a clown.
Tom Landry. Does anybody know who Tom Landry is?
He's the one who said, when you score a touchdown, act like you've been there before. Yeah. Don't act like a circus clown and do a cartwheel into the end zone.
And Tom Landry's in the Hall of Fame too. You got to
know who Tom Landry is either because he coached before they became interested in the NFL.
I know he is. He coached Roger Staubach.
Oh man,
how about that?
Man, oh man.
I don't want to feud with Brad Nissel. It's happening.
Here
right?
you are.
I don't want
that's 2 days in a row. They disagree with you.
They disagree, and I know who Tom Landry is.
Texter, Frank Gore makes Jim Brown look weak. Texter, here's a hot take. Lamar Jackson would be a better running back than Jim Brown.
Don't tell that to Louisville fans. You know, they don't want to hear Lamar Jackson running back in the same sentence. Don't do it.
Texter says Jim Brown, 6'2", 238, considered the greatest lacrosse player ever. Andy, do you play sports?
Lacrosse? He was a good lacrosse player. Jim Thorpe.
Thanks.
Jim Thorpe.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Thank you for confirming that about Jim Brown.
You're welcome.
His life and his legacy. Yeah. People, I'm kidding. Jeez. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Pat 40. We'll talk with him next.